I'm Christopher Springman, and our guest today is Raveen Bisla, Chief Development Officer of the NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance, who says that nephrologists and their practices are at a major crossroads, very uncertain times, as they transition from a fee-for-service to value-based care. Raveen, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here with you, Chris.
What are the unmet needs of nephrologists, including the challenge of providing a higher quality of patient engagement and the marketing timing that prompted creation of the NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance?
Every aspect of medicine has gotten more complicated. Despite technology, despite best intentions, despite advancements on the medication side, on the procedure side, one would think, just like we've simplified our lives in communication, transportation, that the same would happen in medicine. Life has gotten more complicated for physicians and for nephrologists as part of that group. That's where we see the opportunity from a mission perspective to assist physicians so they can deliver care better, so they can increase their panel size, so they can have better work-life balance, so they can focus on treating their patient before they get to renal failure, so they can work more upstream by eliminating or reducing a lot of the administrative and reporting and compliance requirements they have in their practice. We clear off their plate to focus on patients and focus on growing their practice.
Would you please tell me about the responses you're receiving from potential early adopters of the NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance?
As we've talked to several dozens of groups across the nation, there have been some consistent themes, and the word crossroads has come up probably in every conversation.
Crossroads.
I think impactful term when someone brings it up on their own. Every practice we've talked to has brought that up, that they see the transition from fee-for-service to value-based care. They've all said that the path forward is uncertain for them, and they're looking for partners, for options, for other ways where they can better address their patients' needs and grow their practice. Many practices, small and large, have hit a bit of a ceiling, and they are not sure how they can go to that next level. It all ties back to doing what's best for the patients, being able to spend more time with the patients, being able to see more patients, at the same time, create a sustainable balance for physicians to grow and love what they do.
What does your presence in a nephrology practice look like? You've qualified nephrologists and their need for the National Nephrology Alliance, but where do you start evaluating needs?
Our first and foremost criteria is that a physician group has a stellar clinical reputation, dedication to patient care, to a holistic approach of the patient is what we look for. We're looking for groups that have somehow hit a plateau and don't see a way or a path to get past that ceiling.
How would you typically describe that plateau?
They tell us. We ask questions. We ask them, what have been your struggles? What have been your challenges? The answers are relatively consistent, Chris. They are about, how do we fund growth that's organic? How do we create compensation models that are attractive? How do we, as private practice nephrologists, compete against the hospitalist programs that exists now?
How do you soften the edges of this burden that nephrologists are struggling with? What is your first act?
Our first act is to understand what they want to do and what will enable them to meet their clinical care goals. If they tell us that they're looking to grow in a certain market that's adjacent to where they practice now, we will devote our resources to that. The back office functions, the billing, the collecting, the HR, the compliance, all those things that will allow them to focus more on that same goal that they're having trouble achieving.
It sounds as if the first step is a very deep evaluation, then a series of conclusions that you present to the nephrologist, to the practice, and a strategy to move ahead. Is that a fair observation on my part?
It's more than fair. It's very accurate. Alignment and flexibility come up a lot in our conversations. And we've seen that every situation, every practice, every market is very different.
How do you establish your presence? Do you have a telephone and a desk in a corner of the practice?
We view ourselves as a partner. And in the National Nephrology Alliance, the model is actually where the physicians own part of it on the same level in terms of class of equity that National Nephrology Alliance has that same stock. As a partner with the physicians, what we do is we stay very much in the background. As far as their day-to-day practice, it's the same people that were there before. You know, they have some better resources, some more growth opportunities, some more support from IT, HR, finance, accounting, and revenue cycle perspective. But part of our model is that we don't get into the physician schedules, their EHR, anything on the clinical side. And as far as the non-clinical staff, we provide structure, guidance, and of course the infrastructure to make that perform more efficiently, both from an output perspective and a cost perspective.
Where do you envision the NNA program, the National Nephrology Alliance, to be in the next, say, 2 to 5 years?
To grow the National Nephrology Alliance to a large size where we can start to advocate for our patients at a policy level so that we can say we have 200-300 physicians, we have, you know, several thousand patients, we have all this data, and do you know what, CMS, this is how you should do value-based care for nephrology.
You're talking about developing clout and influence.
That's an accurate way to assess that. It's still just a very large, small business. It's very hard to get clout, to get a voice at that next level, at the state and national level. And in creating NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance, part of what we're saying is that we can join together and have a much, much louder voice by acting as one while maintaining independence and maintaining, you know, all those things that are attractive about private practice and the growth opportunities without merging.
Does that goal appeal to the nephrologists you speak to? Do they say, it's about time, Ravine, we really need to be heard there in the state capital or Washington, D.C.?
It's something that probably wasn't the first thing they thought of as a benefit of being part of NNA. But as we talk about the potential for sharing best practices, sharing data, sharing outcomes, bringing a larger group of physicians together so they can collaborate, my goal is to get us to that point where we can then really move the needle in terms of what's best for the patient and what's best for what they need.
Ravine, thank you. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I must say, very enlightening and educational, too. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Chris. It's been great. Appreciate it.